Manu Patra alerts dated the 11th of July 2018. Supreme Court has lashed out at government in several states for not looking into the issue of solid waste management, which it believed was one of the causes of the waterlogging crisis in Mumbai following incessant rainfall. Supreme Court has said that actor Rajinikanth's wife Lata Rajinikanth will have to face criminal proceedings for not paying 6.2 crore rupees to Ed Bureau, a private company that financed the 2014 film Kachadeyan. Delhi High Court has held that an entity which falls within the definition of micro-small enterprise will be treated as a supplier under Section 2(n) of the MSME Act even if it has not filed a memorandum as required under Section 8(1) of MSME Act. Bombay High Court has rapped Central and Western Railway for their inability to take preemptive measures ahead of Mumbai rains. Madras High Court has stayed an order given by single judge bench to reissue the rank list for JEE Advanced Exam. Madras High Court has ordered CBSE to grant 196 marks, 4 marks each for 49 erroneous questions, in Tamil version of this year's NEET to those who took the exam for medical admissions in the regional language. Delhi High Court has allowed Delhi Metro Rail Corporation, DMRC, to let the name of metro station outside Indian Institute of Technology Delhi remain FIIT-JEIIT, but with a disclaimer that the private coaching institute is in no manner connected to IIT. Delhi High Court has nominated all the district judges, additional district judges of respective districts as commercial courts, as an interim measure following the revision in the pecuniary jurisdiction of commercial courts. Delhi High Court, concerned over lack of functional CCTV cameras around India Gate roundabout in Lutyens zone of national capital, has said that many road accidents and hit-and-run incidents remain untraced due to lack of any information, including video footage about such instances. Delhi High Court has dismissed a plea demanding cancellation of the registration of CPM as a political party, observing that the petitioner suppressed his political affiliation with the BJP. National Company Law Tribunal, NCLT, has given its nod to the merger of Bharti Digital Networks, formerly called Tikona Digital Networks, with Bharti Airtel. Insolvency and Bankruptcy Board of India, IBBI, has expressly prohibited the empanelment of insolvency professional entities with market participants.